It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, to Talkin' Ship right here on WOMT. It's the Lakeshore's good neighbor at 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WMTRadio.com. We got Kathy once again from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. And Caroline, good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome back. You joined us again.
I did. I like hanging out with you guys.
Oh, I am so glad that you came. We had an awesome time last week as we were talking about the Think and Drink, which, by the way, last week, amazing.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Great stories. And thank you to all that came on out and supported that event. There's a lot of events always that are going on at Wisconsin Maritime Museum, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, events and programs are one thing, one way to engage with people. Another way, of course, are our exhibits, our award-winning exhibits about maritime history, about Manitowoc's history, World War II, and our submarine building heritage. But what I really want to have folks tuned into in May is some serious upgrades happening to our shipwreck exhibit.
All right. Tell us a little bit more. What's going on?
So Kevin Cullen, our curator, has been working very hard. He's been working in conjunction with NOAA and the National Marine Sanctuary to update our exhibit to feature more of those shipwrecks that are in the Marine Sanctuary, as well as featuring some more, maybe some of the modern history of those shipwrecks and how we interact with them today.
Yeah, and the thing I'm really jazzed about is that we are incorporating lots of artifacts into this exhibit. And I may have talked about this before, that we recently doubled the size of our object collection, right?
Yes.
So those are shipwreck artifacts. And so these are all things from the Butch Klopp collection. And so those are going to be going into our new exhibit. So if you've been to the museum before, we tell these stories, but I think it's really effective and really brings a whole nother aspect when you can see the things that are there. They're really kind of those touchstones that draw you into the story.
Yeah, I love it. And I love the fact that you guys are always looking at how to keep things exciting, shall we say, right? Because I think museums, if they're not always doing something new, it gets stale. But there's so much to share. There are thousands and thousands of things that you guys can continue to showcase. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that maritime history is really cool because we have all of these different stories. I know one part of the exhibit I'm super excited about is we have a section about lighthouses now, and we are going to have, I believe it's the Manitowoc Breakwater Fresnel lens. And Fresnel lenses are just such a cool thing to look at because they've got all of these different ridges, and because it's supposed to spread light, it's just like a fascinating part. And so we haven't had an exhibit about specifically lighthouses in a while. So it's really exciting to bring that in and make sure that we're sharing that part of maritime history.
Yeah, I love it. Listeners, you know, if you have, it's been a while that you've been to the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, stop on down and check it out. Check out all the exhibits and, you know, bring the family. Bring the kiddos.
Bring the family. And, you know, the Caroline mentioned this lighthouse exhibit. This is a really cool partnership with the owner of the Manitowoc Breakwater Lighthouse. Listeners might not know that that's owned by an individual, and he likes to give access as much as possible, but you can't always get out there.
Right.
So we're working with him to bring that experience to folks to come to the museum. So again, this historic Fresnel lens, but also a virtual tour of the lighthouse. So I think it's going to be a real great new aspect of what we're offering at the museum.
I love it. I love it. Listeners, stop on down to the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. If our listeners want to get connected, maybe volunteer, maybe make a financial contribution, how do they learn more and connect with you guys?
It's wisconsinmaritime.org.
Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.